Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Are you a Gen Xer? Perhaps a millennial? Gen Z? Alpha? A boomer? Perhaps you're a Xennial and you don't believe you belong to any of the actual generations and you've created your own because of when you were born and you feel like you can sometimes, you can straddle a few different generations based on exactly where you were. Some people are like, I think to me, Jake is like Gen X through and through.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Everything about Gen X. Proud of it.
And stubborn.
Stubborn as hell. And,
always right.
Although people do say that Gen X got all the money before the money was gone. Jake definitely
missed out on that part.
Definitely missed out on. That was the one thing about the Gen X that Jake missed out on. But the other stuff, he's got it all. And then you look at other people, you go, yep, that's a millennial right there. Johnny's a poster child for Gen Z.
Yeah, he is. So he's got the Gen Z stare and everything.
Whatever generation you think you're a part of, it's time for you to prove why yours is the best. It's a fight as old as time. It's time for Generation Wars.
You kids and your TikToks.
Gen Z is lazy.
We welcome to K-Rock and to Generation Wars, representing the generation known as the Boomer. They are born in 1958, and they used to smoke cigarettes, which are back now, by the way. Smoking cigarettes could be a Boomer thing, could be a Gen Z thing now.
I know. Johnny said he has cigarettes at home just sitting on his countertop.
We say hi to Matt. Hey, Matt, welcome to the K-Rock. You are our Boomer today, so please play the game well for all the Boomers listening, all right?
Good morning, yes.
Yeah.
What was your brand of cigarettes? I would imagine no filter involved, right?
Some of that. A little Marlboro, a little Camel Straights, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you quit, since you're a Boomer, I imagine it was either Cold Turkey or the Patch?
Cold Turkey.
Yep. They did it like that back then. Yeah. They didn't wean themselves off.
No,
they didn't do gum.
They didn't start vaping.
Nope, they didn't switch to vaping or Zyn.
Right. Usually if you quit, it was because of cancer.
Yeah.
No, luckily not.
All right.
That's in my family, Matt. That doesn't even stop you.
Matt is, yeah. You smoke right through the cancer. That's a Matt right there. He's the Boomer. Matt, if you know the answers to these questions, please yell out Boomer. Wait for Allie to call on you.
All right.
If you feel like you're being treated unfairly, just yell out, tell us to run the playback. We say hi now to our representation from Gen X. This is Veronica. Veronica is born in 1977. Even though she claims she is Gen X, she still struggles with her phone, which is starting to kind of make its way into Boomer territory. But Veronica, welcome to K-Rock. Welcome to Generation Wars.
Hi, welcome.
What is the biggest struggle you have with your phone on a regular basis?
You know what? Just downloading apps sometimes or trying to post stuff on social media.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all fun to laugh at ourselves. We don't judge here. I'll tell you who will judge you, though. Your millennial and Gen Z counterparts that are battling. We say hi to George from the 310, born in 1983, is a millennial. Used to play video games in black and white Game Boy, and I would argue...
Oh, yeah, me too.
That is... when people try to explain how video games used to look, and I know, Matt, you'll try to one-up him and say, I remember playing with the hoop in the street with a stick, and you're going to win that battle.
Played Tetris with actual boxes.
Right. real actual
we
bricks.
We were just moving.
Chris, welcome to K-Rock, and you were representing all millennials. Were you any good at Tetris?
Good morning. Indeed, I was amazing at Tetris. Best in California.
The best in California? Wow.
Like you won a competition?
I did, actually, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, believe it or not, they used to do those things back in the day.
I'm not starstruck often, but you're telling me you won a competition as the best Tetris player in the state of California?
when I was 13 years old, there was a competition using the black and white Game Boy. And I happened to be at some, I don't know, it was like a flea market or something. And there was hundreds of kids performing, and I beat the hell out of them.
Wow.
Great.
This is bring back the glory days. I mean, you peaked at 13. It's all been downhill since there, I guess.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I'm here to rep hard for the millennial gen.
Mm-hmm. Did the color throw you off when that got introduced to Tetris?
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you, I threw Matt off when the color got introduced. Well, we didn't like that. Right, Matt?
Yeah, you know, we started out black and pong, you know, black and white.
All right, we say hi to our representation now from Gen Z. This is George, born in 2000. He thinks that he was born in the wrong generation. I'm trying to figure out why you would say that. What is it? George, where do you believe you belong?
I feel like I'm a millennial, man. There's too many genders in this generation.
Too many genders in this generation.
All right, right? We've offended all kinds of people
in
this introduction.
Hands on your buzzers. The game will officially begin now. It's time for Generation Wars. Here we go. Question one. This was the nickname for the television channel officially called Cinemax because of all of the adult content they would show.
Millennial.
Ooh, I heard Gen X.
I heard
first.
Gen X too, barely. Yes, Gen X.
Skinamax
is a correct answer.
Oh,
is that still a thing?
Damn.
I don't know if that's a thing anymore. Hmm. Omar, you would know. Is Skinamax still a thing, Omar? Is it HBO Skinamax now?
I don't know.
Man. We move on to your next question.
Go find out. We'll see you in 5 minutes.
Oh, less, perhaps. Question two. What does it mean if you have tea to spill?
Gen Z. Oh, man.
Yeah, you have somebody else's business to tell someone.
Mm-hmm. Gossip is the word you're looking
hot
for.
Hot goss.
Yeah, hot goss. I will accept that. Yeah. Gen Z, good job. You have tea to spill. And Boomer remembers when they were spilling that tea right there in the old Boston Harbor, don't you, Boomer?
That's right.
Question number three, it's Generation Wars. This was the name specifically of the device that you would use for math, algebra, and calculus, but you could also play games like Snake and Drug Wars on it. What was it?
Millennial.
Yes, Millennial.
It was the Texas Instrument.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
83
calculator.
Birth name, Texas Instrument 83. This guy is a Tetris champion. TI-83 plus graphing calculator.
You can even program those things to cheat on your test.
That was great. I remember when they got banned from school because of the cheating that was going on the TI-83. Man, what a great piece of technology that was.
I remember when everyone got them in classrooms, it was like, whoa, we are in the future.
And when pizza's on a bagel and you can eat pizza anytime, what are you eating?
Pizza bites? Boomer.
Boomer, go ahead.
Pizza bites?
No, I cannot accept pizza bites. Yes, millennial.
Bagel bites.
That is the correct answer. Bagel.
Sorry, boomers.
Bagel bites. We move on. It's Generation Wars right now.
You got it, brother.
It's okay. I like that they get along, but also, guys,
they're just being overly nice to the boomer.
That's all right. I don't have to snap like last time. Your next question in Generation Wars. This Boomer, we're coming your way. Get ready. What safety drills did schools practice to prepare for a potential nuclear attack?
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
Boomer.
Air raid. Tuck and drop and tuck.
No.
I cannot
accept drop and tuck.
Millennial.
Yes, millennial.
Get under the desk.
I'm drop and roll.
No, that is fire. That's if you're on fire. You stop, drop, and roll. What is the...
Gen Z?
Yes, Gen Z.
Get into the bunker
is a fun one, but also not easy to do.
Rolls off the tongue.
In school. Anyone? 3, 2. We were looking
Boomer,
for...
duck and cover.
Yeah, that's the one we were looking for, Boomer.
Oh,
we can't have you answer twice. The old duck and cover, hiding under the desks, waiting for Russia and or Cuba to drop missiles upon us, I believe.
What the hell is that going to do?
Well, you're right. Good. That's what I would have said if I was a student. I would have said, excuse me, teach, what the hell is this going to do? You got a nuclear...
I ducked and tucked, and now I'm just confused.
All right, moving on, guys. Here we go. What is considered to be the breakfast of champions?
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X. Yes.
Wheaties
is correct. Gen X on the board. Allie, what's the score right now?
Yeah, Gen X and Millennial are tied 2-2.
Wow. Here we go. Moving on. What hairstyle known as the Rachel, what was this named after?
Gen Z.
As the Rachel from Friends?
That is correct.
Nice job. Okay, now we have a three-way tie.
Jennifer Aniston. Allie, who's losing Gen Wars?
Oh, that would be Matt the Boomer.
All right, moving on, and we go to this next question. It's Generation Wars. If you are skanking, what music are you probably listening to?
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Gen Z?
Yes, Gen Z.
It'd be like new rock?
No.
Come on.
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
K-pop?
No.
Oh, my God.
Millennial.
Yes, millennial.
Booty dancing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Man. If you're skanking, you're probably listening to ska.
Goddamn right.
We move on to your next question. In Generation Wars. Here we go. What animal is the official mascot of Energizer batteries?
Gen X.
Boomer.
Oof, I heard Gen X first.
Barely, yeah. By a pube.
That's
yes.
Gen Z. All right.
Yes, Gen X.
Replay the tape.
We're not replaying the tape. We're not replaying the tape.
Do a playback on that.
No. You're not even in this one. How's that? Where's that guy coming
Gen
from?
Gen X, what is your answer?
Energizer Bunny.
Say what?
Bunny?
That's the right answer. I will accept that. Allie, we only have four questions left. Where are we at right now?
Yeah, this is a tight competition. We have Gen X in the lead with 3, and then Millennial and Gen Z are trailing with 2 each.
Okay.
Boomer's still nothing.
We go to your next question. Question in Generation Wars, and we move on. It's another mascot question. This mascot of what product was a white glove with a red nose that was always holding a wooden spoon?
Gen Z.
The Helping Hand.
Millennial. Millennial.
The Helping Hand. I cannot accept the Helping Hand. Millennial for the steal. Millennial for the steal.
Hamburger Helper.
That's the one. Hamburger Helper. I know what you're thinking. It's frustrating, Gen Z. I know. We go on. Another food question. Here we go. If someone is having a, quote, girl dinner, what are they probably having for dinner? What would be a girl dinner?
Gen Z?
Yes, with confidence.
Oh, man, actually, coffee. Matcha.
Matcha. That is not right.
Close down.
Yes, Boomer. Yeah. Boomer, go ahead. I'd like to hear this.
Wow.
Wine? Wine?
No. It's funny though.
No,
millennial.
This millennial.
Two raisins and some nuts.
Do you guys not know girls?
Girl dinner is a collection of random items from the fridge, like pickles, cheese, crackers, rather than cooking a traditional meal known as a girl dinner. Mm. It's a very Gen Z term, supposedly. I don't stand for it. I find it to be sexist and unacceptable, but Vanessa loves it.
Well, then there's the equivalent, which is boy kibble.
Right, boy kibble, which is just protein on top of protein on top of protein. Guys, this is it. The final two questions. Does it even matter?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it does?
Millennial and Gen X both still have 3 points because no one got the point on that one.
All
and
right.
Gen Z, he's got 2 points. These so still, potentially, anyone could win.
Who is Captain Kangaroo?
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
Well, he was a kids' TV show with Mr. Green Jeans.
That is a correct answer. I will accept that. Okay. Captain Kangaroo, that was a softball for you. And it comes down to this final question, Allie. Can't believe we've been through, burned through so many questions and so much time in Generation Wars. who's up for the potential win right now?
It's between Millennial and Gen X, if they each get it.
Okay, here we go. If you are gatekeeping a restaurant, what are you doing?
Gen Z.
Gen Z.
You're not telling anyone where it is.
what restaurant it is.
That's right, keeping it a secret.
Okay, now what do we do? Because we've got a three-way tie.
We have a three-way tie.
We need one more question.
All right, so I've got the next question, and we're going to say goodbye to Matt the Boomer, who is not eligible to win this anymore. Matt, thanks for playing, and sorry that you didn't win, but I appreciate you getting the Captain Kangaroo question right.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too, bye.
Do a playback on that.
No, we don't need to. It's down to three. Gen X, Gen Z, and Millennial, all battling it out, Allie, with one question. Give me one example of a dirty soda.
Gen Z.
Oh, my God. You got to. I have an idea in my mind of who was first, but you...
I heard the G of Gen X first by a second.
Yep.
Three people could... Hold on. She may not get it. Veronica, go ahead.
Sprite with heavy whipping cream.
I will accept that as a terrible, disgusting beverage that is also known as a dirty soda. That is a right answer. Dirty soda, very trendy with Gen Z, but now it has spanned all generations. Boomer wanted to throw in 7-Up with Ovaltine. Sorry, we already have an answer here. Originated in Utah, dirty soda is made by flavored syrup, splash of creams, half and half, carbonated sodas. Doesn't matter. At the end of it all, congratulations, Veronica. I've brought the glory back to Gen X. Gen X can hold your head a little higher this week.
Everyone did a great job, though.
Victoria, to all of our contestants, I like that. I like a good battle that goes down to the end. And Victoria, in addition to winning in the bragging rights, what song of any of the songs in the history of the world do you think we should play on K-Rock right now for you and your entire generation? Go ahead.
Let's do No Doubt, Sunday Morning.
Here we go.
It's a new one.
This is Dominic Fike, Baby Doll, because that's what was queued up. So, congratulations.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.